Hi, and welcome to the Viking Shaman Podcast. Stay tuned.
The preceding podcast can contain views and expressions that can come across as outrageous and difficult to reconcile with your brain bits. The disclaimer, in my experience or opinion, should always be inferred.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy summer solstice to you. First, I just want to apologize for the delay that we've had this season. Spring has been a little bit rough out here in the Midwest. You could say Hades didn't want to give up his bride this year. So summer had to come and save us from winter, and we basically just skipped spring. So that brings us here, first day of summer. Longest day of the year, and ironically, it has been cloudy and rainy. But that's okay. We're still celebrating. We're still having a great time. We've got a co-interview coming up with the Inner Wild podcast hosts, Fel and Autumn. They will be interviewing Rain and myself, and we'll be interviewing them in turn. So we're going to kind of have a sister episode with them coming up. We're super excited about that. I am flying solo today. I wanted to get the chance to just get our lore episode put out for the summer solstice. And I also had a little bit of listener feedback that I'm going to address. So last month I had a listener write in about the podcast. Her name was Allison. She basically was praising the show and had a couple questions about subjects that she wants me to address later on in the show. So first, I just wanted to give you a shout out, Allison. Thank you for writing in. I do plan on addressing some of the things you talked about. So for one, she did bring up the interview episode I had in March with my friend Andrew in Colorado. I wasn't able to get the audio quality for that episode cleaned up enough to produce the whole episode. So I am working on re-recording that with him. That will be coming down the line eventually. She also asked that I touch on such things as shamanic journeys and some of my own shamanic past and my own experiences. And my intent wasn't really in the beginning to talk about myself a whole lot. But if it turns out that that's what people want to hear, then I suppose I'll just have to. Might just end up being a topic that people want to have addressed. I mean, it does come up a little bit in my interviews, and of course, some of this is obviously going to be touched on in the interview with Fel and Autumn when they interview me, so I guess we'll wait and see if that answers some of your questions, and if not, then everyone, just feel free to write in with your questions, and I'll try and answer them as they come. In the meantime, let's get to our lore segment. So again, and I promise you, I have a huge library, but this is just kind of my favorite book for small excerpts on the Sabbats. So again, this excerpt is coming from Wicca, A Year and a Day by Timothy Roderick. The solstice usually occurs between June 19th and 23, when the sun enters the sign of Cancer. In old Europe, the summer solstice, or midsummer, was an important fire festival. In some ancient accounts, villagers would set wheels made of straw or cartwheels smeared with pitch, ablaze, and then roll them down a hill to signify the sun's descent or gradual darkening, which followed this longest of days. Another midsummer custom involved farmers lighting torches and then parading them around newly ripening fields. The intention of this rite was to drive out harmful dragons or spirits that might cause sickness in their communities. The rite was also aimed at preventing weakness in the harvest. In yet another custom, villagers would wrap a wooden pillar in a thick coat of straw and place it at the central part of town. The pillar was then set afire. The central pillar represented the phallic maypole previously planted in the earth womb at Beltane. Symbolically speaking, this magical act represents both the empowerment and the destruction of the phallic principle. In other words, the principle of life, as represented both by the sun and the phallus, was simultaneously at its height and in its decline at the time of the summer solstice. The most common midsummer practice for the ancient Europeans was the lighting of immense bonfires at the tops of hills. The bonfires were a communal event, and each of the village's family members were required to contribute firewood, straw, and twigs to the fires. Once a bonfire was extinguished, villagers would remove glowing embers and place them in the earth near their homes. They might also place them in their crop-producing fields or in the fireplace. One custom in some villages was to set the bristles of old brooms ablaze and then fling the entire broom into the air. The youngest male of a household would then preserve the remaining broom handle so that it could be stuck into the ground to protect gardens and vegetation. In other accounts, magical folks would use the extinguished yet still smoking broom bristles to fumigate and bless new homes. So, once again, a festival of fire. So, once again, practice fire safety and enjoy your summer solstice. Skull.
Thank you all for tuning in. As always, feel free to write in at vikingshamanpod@gmail.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/vikingshamanpodcast and Twitter @viking_shaman. We always want to hear from you. You can also contribute to the podcast at our Patreon page at patreon.com/vikingshaman. We can also be found on iTunes and Google Play. The intro song you heard was What Was In My Head by Lobo Loco, and it can be found on freemusicarchive.org. Links for any resources used can be found in the show notes on our WordPress site.